Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode on A Brighter Day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today, I wanted to go ahead and get right into the topic at hand, which is Maternal Mental Health Month. Now, try saying that like 3 to 4 times fast. There's a lot of M's in there, and it took a lot of recordings to go ahead and get this perfect. So let's go ahead and get right into it. So today I was scrolling through Instagram like we all do, and I seen on there that Chrissy Teigen had posted that, you know, she was having something that was very near and dear to her heart, and it was about, you know, postpartum depression. So I was like looking on it, and I'm like, man, I got to share with my peeps about my whole situation with postpartum depression. I really haven't shared very much about it. I think I casually have brought it up in Instagram stories or whatnot, but I've never really shared. And so I just really wanted to share that with you guys because it is something that is truly important and something that I feel like needs more awareness on. And so that's what today's podcast is, or today's episode is going to be about, is about maternal mental health, the importance of it, and my journey and what I've been going through, or what I was going through, and all that. So let's get started. So basically, if you guys don't know, if you guys have just started tuning in today, I am a mom. I am a first-time mom, and I had my son Mateo on October 19th of last year. He is almost... wait, how old is this kid? He's like 6.5 months, I believe. No, he's not 6.5 months, man. My math is just terrible. We'll just say he's 6 months. And he is a beautiful baby boy. He is like I said, he's the one of the best things that ever happened to my life. But I think a lot of what you don't hear when you are trying to have a baby, or when, you know, you are desiring to have a baby, is the challenges. Sure, there's a lot of people that'll tell you, hey girl, you're never gonna sleep again, you're never gonna not worry again, you're never gonna this or that. And so you do take into that account, but I think people don't actually get mentally prepared for what a child entails. And I think that that was my whole like journey with postpartum depression and all of that. So basically for me, while I was pregnant, just to back up a little bit, I had a beautiful pregnancy. I had probably one of the greatest pregnancies I could think of. I literally had no morning sickness. I would have waves of nausea here and there, and I would do the whole ginger tea and whatnot, but I really didn't have like this, like, you know, terrible all day sickness that people sometimes talk about or anything. I basically just went through my entire pregnancy feeling really great. And so I'm so thankful to God for that. So I was super, you know, like I feel like I was really trying to be healthy. I was in a good spirit. I worked up until I literally gave birth. I think I went out on maternity leave in the beginning of October, and 2 weeks later I had Mateo. So I hung in there for a long time because I think I could have gone out like a long time before then. But I hung all the way in there. And then, when I had him, I did have to be induced because I was late, but it wasn't like this terrible labor either. Of course, you know, in the beginning when I was, you know, going through my contractions, it was obviously, you know, not the best thing in the world, but your homegirl got an epidural. So I will say that it made things so much easier. It wasn't really until after I had Mateo that a lot of fear and anxiety for me kicked in. So I am somebody who battles with depression and anxiety. I've battled with it since I was in high school. I didn't ever have to take medication for it because I kind of just learned how to work through it. And then my saving grace was when I got into a job actually that dealt with mental health. Before then, I always thought that people that went to psychiatrists or went to therapists were literally crazy. I thought that, you know, people that went to those kind of doctors were just like the ones that you hear that have severe mental health issues like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and all that kind of stuff. I was so ignorant to what actually psychiatrists did and what, you know, what kind of modalities of treatment they used. So I didn't really know. And when I started working for them, I realized like how there was just everyday people. You know, there were other doctors, there were other, there were lawyers, there were teachers, there were just moms, there were dads, there were everybody in between from all different walks of life that were just trying to get treatment for these emotional feelings and these biological, you know, issues that they were having mentally. And it really opened my eyes because, like I said, I was very ignorant before then. So I actually found treatment for my own self through that. And I also found Jesus through that. I found a lot of different kinds of healing while I was at that first job. And so I am so thankful to God. But I had a lot of experience with it. When I had Mateo, I felt like the stuff that I had dealt with back in the day and like the treatments and the, you know, the help that I had received back then, I felt like it all wavily came back. Like I said, when you have a baby or when you're gonna have a baby, they talk about these hard times with sleeping and the baby getting up every 2 hours and, oh, maybe you're gonna have a problem breastfeeding, but you probably won't. And you hear these stories of some kids even like latching to their parents' breasts like right away. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm gonna breastfeed and that's gonna be magical and all this kind of stuff. And my experience was not like that. As soon as I had Mateo, I was overcome with, you know, the emotion of loving him. I did right away have that bond with him. As soon as they laid him on my chest, I was like, oh my God, I'm a mom. But when I got into the room and they actually gave him to me and Hugo, I remember I was sitting down in the bed and I remember just getting like this extreme case of anxiety and feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible now for a human being, his life, and everything that he does is all on me. You know, like I am responsible. And in turn, I feel like something in me just immediately said, like, I have to be super controlling now, which, by the way, I already had like a super, you know, hard time in recovery for control. So I felt like it just made all that in a heightened ways. I felt like I didn't want nobody doing this or that without me knowing. I didn't want people to blink near him, don't touch him, don't nothing, like, you know. And I just felt this hypersensitivity to, you know, people and whatnot. A few of my family members came in and it was fine, but it was also very overwhelming for me. Like, I probably could have benefited off of being in that room with him by myself and Hugo probably for the first 24 hours because of that acclimation. But, you know, we had our family in there and they were very, very supportive. And I'm so thankful they were within our journey. But I think just trying to adjust from being a single person, you know, just being a wife and doing whatever you want and like having your own things to worry about for 30 years and then transitioning to having to adapt your life and then now feeling this huge responsibility on your back of being in charge of them, I think was a lot for me. And I think one of the main things that immediately came into my mind was my trauma. You know, I felt like the abuse I had when I was little, I feel like good with that. I've made a peace and everything. And I feel like God's definitely delivered me from feeling, you know, really any, you know, negative stuff from it. But as soon as I had Mateo, I feel like all those feelings came back. And I thought, what if something bad happens to him? Or like, what if there was a lot of different things? And I thought, how am I going to keep him in a bubble? Because I don't want anything bad to happen to him. And it just really took over in my mind. One of the doctors came in, she said, how are you doing? You know, and I was explaining to her that on top of feeling that way, I also was having a very, very hard time getting him to latch. It seemed like when these nurses were coming in or the lactation people, they would just get him and like put him on my boob and he would just start drinking. And I'm like, what the heck? When I'm doing it, he's not, he's fussy. And then, you know, me and Hugo were just having a really, really hard time getting it to happen. And I was getting frustrated with myself. And I was like, why can't I do this? I was already starting to have those feelings of being a failure and like, I can't do anything right. And just like all that kind of harsh self-talk. And then on top of that, I would see Hugo, and Hugo would get him and he would rock him to sleep. And I'm like, Hugo just stepped into his role of being a father so effortlessly. It's like he literally just said, I'm a dad, and like the chip turned on for him, where I feel like for me, the breastfeeding and the emotions, like that was all just like in this haze. And so I just kept telling myself, like, you know what? Your hormones out of balance. You were pregnant for 9 months. Now you just gave birth. Chill back, you know? And so I was calm. I tried to pour into, you know, scripture, but I was having a really hard time with that. And eventually we got left home. The whole way home, me and Hugo cried because we were so scared. It's like you're going from being in a hospital with your baby, and then it's like you're taking them into the world. And I feel like I had this extreme fear of him getting sick, because, you know, obviously he didn't have immunizations. And so I was like, oh my gosh, you know, if he gets whooping cough or whatever. So I really wanted to keep my house like a bubble. Like I just didn't want very many people there. I wanted it to be super immaculate and clean. Like it was just like, I even ordered foot covers for people's feet so that when they entered into my home, they wouldn't bring bacteria and germs into my house, which in hindsight, actually, you know, I still have those covers and I still think that we need to re-implement that. But I was so like freaked out because I just didn't want anything to happen to him. I just wanted him to be perfect, like no problem, nothing. We got to our house and I don't think I left the house for a month. And sometimes I would go into the backyard and like get some sun, but I pretty much stayed confined to my house for 1 month, until finally, you know, like my grandma was coming over and she was like, you should probably go outside, take a walk, you know? And you know, Hugo would encourage me, hey, I'll watch Mattel. Why don't you go to the store? And that would scare me and it would freak me out a lot because I just didn't want to leave him. And, you know, that was fine. I eventually overcame that, obviously. And you guys know, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I'm constantly at Target. So we're not having any problems with getting out now. But I think it definitely turned into something else. I was aware of my, obviously, like I told you guys, my depression and my anxiety. And so I did know for sure that like that was going to probably be something I needed to be mindful about, because they do say that if you already have had, you know, depression and anxiety before you get pregnant, you have an even higher risk of having postpartum depression after delivery. So I did always keep that in the back of my mind, and I was aware of it, but I didn't realize that it was something that was, for me, I feel like gonna be a progression over time. I was thinking that like I was gonna have this hard time and like go through it all at once, but in reality, it was something that just kept happening for me. It kept adding to, and I feel like piling on top of each other. And by the time I knew it, I was having a really hard time adjusting to being by myself when Hugo went back to work. So he ended up going back to work, and I was having a hard time, guys. Like I would, you know, watch him at the, when he would get up in the middle of the night, I had to get up with him because he had this really strict schedule of getting up at 2:30 to go to work. He has a really brutal work schedule. And then I was with him all day and, you know, he was crying and I felt like that I would internalize that as I was being a bad mom. And so that was going on for, I think, a few months until one day Hugo was like, hey, we need to go, let's go furniture shopping. We need to get new furniture. We had been wanting to do it for a while. And I was in the restroom. I was getting ready and I had Mattel in this little, like bed type thing. And he was right next to me. Well, not a bed. It was like a chair thing. And he was laying in there and he was supposed to be drinking his bottle and he just started crying. And out of nowhere, I just bursted into tears and I was like hysterical. And I just started thinking like, I'm never going to be able to get ready again. I'm never going to be able to like be decent looking, because there were days where I feel like sometimes I wouldn't even shower, you know, and sometimes I would shower, but then I didn't even have any energy anymore to like put my bra on. I mean, it was just like, I just wanted to feel like a person, you know, and I felt like I was constantly being covered in baby throw up and, you know, whatever. And I definitely don't want this to feel like I'm being a complainer, because I am so grateful that I became a mom, but I just want to be really real with you guys about how it feels, because I don't think people talk about it. I think they kind of make it out to be like people are desiring to get pregnant. They have a baby and it's magical and they have hard times, but they get through it. And then their kids are 3 or 4 years old and they're in preschool or whatever, but they don't really talk about those day-to-day things. And I just feel like if somebody would have told me that, I would have been able to be more prepared. You know, I would have been like, oh, hey, you know what? I may have trauma coming up. So what are things I can do if that happens for me? Like, you know, or maybe I really should beforehand tell my mom or my grandma or somebody like, hey, can you come over and watch him so I can shower, if I really felt, you know. But I didn't really know any of that stuff, so blindly I felt like I walked into a lot of instances, and that's really what I feel like set me up for this, you know, episode that I had. So like I said, I was getting ready and I started crying, and I remember I think I had gotten only the foundation on and already I was feeling kind of better. But when he just started crying hysterically and there was no coaxing him, I just started crying. And I immediately call Hugo and I tell him, hey, you know, I just called him crying. And he's like, are you okay? Is Mateo okay? Like, is everything okay? And I said, he's okay, but like, I'm not, you know, I'm like, I'm really not okay. He was already on his way home from work, and he got home and I explained to him that I had been feeling, you know, depressed for a long time, and I was trying to get over it, which if you have depression, you can't get over it, guys. Like, you don't want to force yourself to get over things. You really want to deal with them. And so that was my first thing. I didn't deal with it and I didn't address it. Instead, I was just trying to be like, oh, that's fine. Oh, that's fine. I'll get over that. Oh, it's fine. Tomorrow I'll put makeup on. Tomorrow I'll put my bra on or whatever. And it just kept building. And so then he didn't really understand at first, but luckily, I think because of my experience in working in mental health, I've been working in mental health for 10 years now, and I do more of the clinical administration side of it, and also I do what's called TMS, which is transcranial magnetic stimulation. And so within that decade of working in mental health, I've seen a broad, you know, sphere of patients, you know, that have depression and anxiety, bipolar, everything. And one of them is postpartum depression. And so you see, you know, these people. And I think because of that, I really was able to identify that I had it myself. And so I called my doctor, you know, and I told, and I was trying to get an appointment, and they're like, hey, we can't see you for 2 weeks. And I was thinking, there's no way I can last 2 weeks. Like, I need to get help right now because I have a child. Like, I can't wait for 2 weeks, you know? And one of my friends, praise God, is a psychiatrist. And so I called her and I told her, look, this is how I'm feeling. I feel like I have postpartum depression and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, girl, you got it. And luckily I talked to her for a while. She really was there for me, and I was able to get the treatment and the help that I needed. And now a few months later, and I'm doing good, you know. And but I think one of the things, the reason once again why I wanted to do this podcast, is because for me, I felt like, what if I didn't have a friend, you know, like that? What if I didn't work in mental health and didn't know what I had? What if, you know, I didn't know have all these like prior knowledges, like would I have gotten the treatment, you know? And there's people out there, there's moms out there who I feel like, you know, they don't work in mental health. They don't have physician friends. They don't have, you know, maybe even a support network. Maybe they had a baby that wasn't planned, and so they're feeling very alone. And on top of that, they're having postpartum depression. And I just thought, like, what about those moms? And I think that broke my heart so much, because I was like, why isn't there more awareness in this part of mental health? Why don't they talk about this and like how moms can feel this sense of failure? You know, we don't talk about it, because I think that when you are a mom, you really want to be like the best mom, and you want to portray that best mom. And then it even makes it worse when you're on your Facebook or your Instagram and all you see is everybody's beautiful photos with their babies, And all you feel is like you're not measuring up to that as well. So there's so many different things. And, you know, so when I seen today, you know, Chrissy Teigen and that whole post that she did, I thought, God, I got to share mine. You know, I don't know if you guys are going to think I'm some crazy lunatic or something. And I really don't care, to be honest. I think that it's just important that as people that we share our story, because there may be somebody who's really struggling, you know, and even if my whole audience that's listening to this podcast doesn't even relate at all, if there's one person that maybe this can touch and really help them, then I feel like that's worth it. Because I mean, I wish that I would have stumbled upon something like this, whether that would have been on YouTube or something. But instead, I feel like once again, we're just bombarded with everyone's perfect moments. And the reality is that there really isn't any. There's no perfect moments. You know, we are all going through these transitions in life, and some of them are really great and some of them are challenging, you know. And so I just wanted to be honest and talk about what's been, you know, what was going on with me. You know, luckily, like I said, thank gosh, I got the treatment and the health. I started going to therapy again and, you know, talking about, you know, some of my old traumas that had, I feel like, bubbled up, but then also like gotten a lot of help with like how to juggle it all. Because I feel like, you know, that's another thing is like, we really think we have to juggle it all. And, you know, it can be hard, you know, especially if you are in school and work and, you know, you have your children and then you have your family. I mean, it's like for a woman, there's a lot of pressure on us, you know? And so, my therapist, she's been a blessing, you know, she's really, really helped me. And for that reason, I feel like I'm able to be in the place where I am to really, be able to come to work every week and work from home and not freak out. Sometimes I get the makeup on and the highlighter and the contour, but sometimes I don't, and I don't beat myself up and think I'm a terrible person for that. I try to make it to all my gym sessions, but if I don't, like yesterday, I didn't make it to my, I was supposed to run 3 miles yesterday and I didn't, but I'm like, it's okay. Because you know what? Tomorrow I will. You know, sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. I just do my best. And so if you're a mom out there and you just had a baby and you're struggling, give yourself a break. You know, sit down, meditate, take a break. You know, yoga really helped me a lot. So did meditation. So I definitely also recommend that. Just working out in general is really good for you. But, you know, give yourself a break, you know, and be gentle with yourself, because we all have been there. You know, maybe not everyone does get postpartum depression, but I mean, I do feel like everybody has those challenging moments in motherhood. And so don't think you're the only one that's going through it. And even if you're not, like, if you don't have a baby and maybe you're trying to conceive, you know, I would just say, be aware of the signs that may come up for you. Maybe, and think about these things. Think about what your mental health may be in after pregnancy and after delivery, because that is something that's really important. And if you are a friend even of somebody who has a child or who is a new mother, check in on your friend too. Say, hey, how's being a mom? You know, go visit them, you know? And I was thankful also to have good friends that checked in on me and said, you know, how's it going? And so thankful that I also had friends that were already moms, because then I could be like, hey, you know, and kind of talk to them. I wish some of them I would have told them sooner, because I kind of feel like I just went through it alone for a little while and I didn't really say anything. But that's also a blessing. And so every season has its challenges, and this is just one of those. And I definitely just wanted to go ahead and share that with you guys, especially since it's Maternal Mental Health Month. Jeez, the four M's. And just share that with you guys and share my whole story and my experience of what I went through. And if you guys have any questions about it, maybe we can do a Q&A, because I feel like that'd also be something good that would definitely also help in bringing awareness to everything. So maybe we can do that as well. And I really am just looking forward to continuing to share real topics that are raw and that are not sugarcoated, because once again, this ain't that kind of podcast, guys. I'm going to keep it real with you guys, because I feel like, you know, a lot of you guys just see certain photos and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, at least me, when I see other people's Instagram stories, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's living her best life. And like her kids, oh, they go to the park every day. How beautiful, you know? And then it's like, you're at home at 4:30 and you still haven't brushed your teeth or something. You're just like, damn it. So I really wanted to give you behind the scenes of what happens, because it ain't always sunshine, but it is sunshine too. You know, I see now, you know, that, you know, being a mom, I mean, even before, being a mom is like my best role and the greatest role. But just like any other thing you do in life, once again, there's challenges and there's good times. And so I'm just grateful I get the opportunity to be a mom. I definitely do want more children, but it's also important to be aware of these types of things. So yeah, once again, maybe we do a Q&A. I'm going to post a poll on Instagram and see if you guys would be interested in that. And then if you guys are, you guys can send me questions or whatever. And then we can have another episode of maternal mental health. So thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. And you guys can follow me on my social media. I have an Instagram and it's that's my old Instagram name. Sorry, I was gonna give you the wrong handle. It's Justine, Justene, Jaime, Jaime. And you can find me on Instagram, or you can go to my blog, ceslaviejustine.blogspot.com, and you can read a bunch of blog posts that are, you know, from the old times and from the new times, and check it out. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.